Beauty Soul, welcome back to the Essex Talk podcast. Today, I'm going to go a little bit deeper on a post that I shared on Instagram this week, all around this fear of being seen. And I don't think I've ever come across a client or someone who hasn't at one point on their journey had this fear of being seen. And in the work that I do in my own internal self-expression work and with my clients, what I have found is that oftentimes it's not actually the fear of being seen. You know, that's the symptom. The fear is the symptom of the underlying shadow, the underlying conditioning, the underlying story that we've created. And we like to say we have this fear of being seen. We also see this with like the fear of being judged. But when we go underneath the surface, when we peel back the layers of what we're actually scared of, right? Because when we say we have a fear of being seen, what are we actually scared of? We're not actually scared of being seen, because oftentimes for a lot of us, that's actually the desire. We have a desire to be seen. Because if you are here, if you are listening to this episode, if you are in my world, I know that you are a leader with a mission. Like, you're a leader on a mission. You've got big impact to make. You know that who you are and your authentic gifts and the work that you are meant to be doing in this world is here to leave an impact. You're here for growth. You're here for evolution. You're here for transformation. You're here a heart-centered leader. You're here to share your knowledge, your experience, your gifts in order to help those around you grow and evolve and excel and step into, you know, new versions of who they are and transform their life, transform their business. So I know that you are here to make an impact. And so we know that in order to make that impact, we have this deep desire to be seen. You know, as I'm saying this out loud, it's like humans as a whole have a desire to be seen, to be felt, to connect. So it's not that we have a fear of being seen. We have a desire to be seen. So first we have to acknowledge that. We have to admit that we want to be seen, right? There's a lot of shame in us for wanting to want that. We've been made to feel like, oh, if you want to be seen, then you're an attention seeker. There must be something wrong with you if you want attention. But in actuality, in order for us to make our impact in the world, we gotta be fucking seen, right? We all have our social media accounts and our profiles so that people can see us. You know, it's not like we're just locked up in our office at home talking to no one, hoping that our impact is being made. No. We are showing up. We are present. We are creating branding and programs and doing lives and writing blog posts and doing all of these things so that we can be seen, so we can be visible, so that we can create exposure for the work, for the gifts, for the legacy that we are leaving on this, in this world. So it's not that we have a fear of being seen. We have a desire to be seen. But it's what we make being seen mean, and it's the past experiences that we've had when we were seen that now create this like flipped upside down fear of being seen. So to bring some tangibility to this conversation, you know, I shared on my post, I wasn't scared of being seen, but that's a fear I hid behind. Really, I was scared of being disliked. Right? When we show up, when we put ourselves out there, when we allow ourselves to be seen, it's not a fear. Like, we are going to have people who don't like us. But if we have a fear of being rejected, or if we've been rejected in the past, that being scared of being disliked, this is the truth. It's not that we have a fear of being seen. We have a fear of being disliked. And underneath that fear of being disliked is often because we've made it mean that we're not good enough, that we're not smart enough, that we're not pretty enough, that we're not popular enough, right? And this is, again, speaking from my experience. So your shadows that are surfacing around this fear of being seen, this fear of being disliked, what is that bringing up for you? What's the specifics of your shadows that are surfacing for you? Because this is where our true unlocking of our authenticity and of our unique perspective, of our presence, of our self-expression. This is how we unlock that for ourselves. Each of us have a very individualized process of unlocking our authenticity. But if we keep relying and if we keep, you know, leaning on these overgeneralized symptoms of fear, fear of being seen, fear of success, fear of failure, fear of being judged, these are all just symptoms of the underlying unique personalized shadows that we've experienced from our childhood, from our relationships, from our parents, from society. So we have to be willing to go beneath the symptom. We have to get to the root cause of why we're holding our self-expression back. Why are we biting our tongue? Why are we softening our edges? Why are we shying away? Why are we dimming our light? Why are we dumbing down? Because it's so easy to rely on these overgeneralized statements and say, oh, you know, I've got a fear of being seen. And then we do work on being seen. But if we're not actually, you know, doing the work for the very specific shadow, then we can continue to get in this loop of like self-help and personal development and feel like we're showing up, we're doing all of these things, but still not be feeling seen, still not be feeling authentic in our expression, still feeling stifled. So we need to get behind and beneath the overarching, the overgeneralized fear, the overgeneralized symptom of our manifestation of our shadow. So I want you to think right now, do you have a fear of being seen? And what are you making that mean? When you say you have a fear of being seen, what are you actually scared of? Where is the fear actually surfacing from? Because this is where we actually get to work and we actually get to shift and reprogram and heal and rewire our perspective, our stories, and our beliefs so that we can be seen in the purity of our self-expression. Like I said, my fear of being disliked. I had to be okay with not being liked in order to be more unapologetic in my self-expression in my business. I know that not everyone is going to like me. And when we can see and experience and acknowledge that that fear is actually a fact and not make it mean that there's something wrong with us because people dislike us, not make it mean that we're not good enough because somebody doesn't like us, this is what creates that freedom and liberation in our expression. So this is an opportunity for you. I want you to sit down and I want you to look at what are the parts, what are the fears, what are the reasons why you tell yourself you can't be more self-expressed? You have to bite your tongue. You have to dim down. What are the specifics of your shadows that are surfacing for you? And then hop on into the lounge on Thursday because something is coming. Something is coming. And it is going to look at all of these overgeneralized fears and help you go beneath the surface and get super specific on what it is that is actually holding your self-expression hostage, and then giving you some tangible ways in which you can work through this shadow work and unlock your self-expression in new ways. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the SX Talk podcast. If something I shared woke something up in you, stirred something up in you, please share on your socials, tag me @IamCarrieRussell, and I'll see you in the lounge on Thursday. Have a good one.